on the form of, excuse me, where's Varick Street? One of the things I'm interested in lately is poems as bits of theater. And so I wound up writing this poem as a kind of performance, a really short performance. It's sort of a mix of accommodation and hostility at the same time. Really, it's a kind of self-loathing poem because, you know, even though I'm always the person stopped to ask for directions, and in fact, I don't mind giving directions, I really like it, but sometimes there was a moment where I was kind of sick of being, you know, the nice, really friendly person that everybody asks for directions, questioning some aspect of that in myself. Anyway, the poem turned into a piece of theater. It's a sort of dramatic monologue, but it's, you know, it's not really. I'm only inhabiting a version of myself, not anyone else, a version of myself that could be sort of, you know, creepy and aggressive and hostile yet accommodating at the same time. And I like when poems can enact feelings rather than describe them, and rather than offer any kind of frame for a discussion of a situation like this, I hoped that the poem could just perform it.